Despite its fast-paced economic growth and strong currency, the Czech Republic will most likely be one of the last countries in Central Europe to join the Eurozone. If Poland meets its target to adopt the common European currency in 2011, all of the Czech Republic's neighbours will be using the euro in less than 2.5 years' time. The President of the European Commission, José Barroso, last week urged the Czech Republic to set a target date for euro adoption, but it seems unlikely that the date will be set this year. Ruth Frankova spoke to economist Tomáš Sedláček and began by asking him why the Czech government was so unwilling to commit.
Well, the Czech government seems to be one of the last ones to be willing to commit to a specific date. Not only are we not ready to commit to a specific date, but the Czech government, together with the Czech National Bank, seems to be very reluctant to give at least a suggestion of the time when we or the government with the National Bank would be foreseeing that euro adoption would be suitable. Now, as for the reasons, I think the reasons are mainly ideological and political, and they have very little to do with the situation of the economy. The Czech economy is one of the most fit economies of the region to join the eurozone.
If Poland actually meets the plan to adopt the euro in 2011, the Czech Republic will probably be one of the last countries without the single European currency. How will that affect Czech business?
Well, first of all, it will look very strange because Czech currency or Czech koruna will create an island. We will be surrounded by eurozone countries, and only in the Czech Republic, with the population of 10 million people, will be using the national currency. I think in terms of the business sphere, if this situation should last for a year or two, it shouldn't really matter. If, however, the uncertainty should be longer or it should be prolonged, I believe that many businesses will consider very seriously not investing in the Czech Republic, not having to face all the troubles with foreign exchange, the uncertainties that one has to face with the strengthening currency, and that they will choose Poland or Slovak Republic rather than Czech Republic.
What about Czech businesses? Czech firms claim that the strength of the Czech crown is forcing them to lay people off and even consider moving some operations abroad. Do you think this is likely to happen if we don't adopt the euro?
I've spoken to many businessmen that are actually contemplating along these lines. I think it is very irresponsible of the government to ignore the voice of a vast majority of the Czech economy, which is, of course, focused on the export to the eurozone. I feel that leaders of a country, if they want to stand up to the position of a leader, should at least hint or indicate to the direction that they want the country to go. And yes, I do feel that it might be a large problem of the outflow of many businesses should the situation last for a long period of time.
As you said, if the situation lasts for a longer period of time, what can Czech companies do to prevent falling profits?
If they are operating with the Czech currency, there is actually very little that they can do. They can, of course, hedge themselves, but that only pushes the problem forward. You cannot really hedge yourself in the long term against a strengthening currency. You can hedge yourself against the volatility, but not against the long-term trend. So in this respect, there is actually very little that they can do. Should the companies get very sick and tired of this situation, they will consider building new plants elsewhere than in the Czech Republic.
In your opinion, what would be a reasonable target date for euro adoption?
I feel that the year 2012, 2013 or 2014 should all be reasonable dates. In my view, the sooner the better, but really years do not matter in this respect. It would be sufficient if the government indicated that we are planning to adopt the euro in the year 2013, give or take 1 year.
Economist Tomáš Sedláček speaking there to Ruth Frankova about the Czech Republic's lukewarm attitude to euro adoption.